Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
There, I think that'll do. Don't you?
It looks good.
Oh, thank you.
I thought you were going to wear the dress that Kay bought you.
I was, but it didn't fit.
Oh, it's a shame.
It doesn't matter. It was no good for a party anyway.
Oh, well, I hope you approve of the balloons.
Of course I do. Abby will really know it's her birthday now.
I don't think she's going to be in any doubt about that.
And they show off the house.
Oh, yeah, of course. Kate hasn't seen it since we made the changes.
And she can meet Abby, and you can meet Seapole.
That's true. What did you think of him, Phoebes?
He's all right.
Only all right.
Wasn't much time to get to know him at the airport, and he doesn't talk as much as Abby.
Well, she is a chatterbox.
Oh, he's probably just tired after the flight.
It didn't matter. I had a lot to say.
You do surprise me.
Oh, there they are. Can I let them in?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay.
Better put this last balloon up then, love. We must impress the guest of honour.
Oh, Hayley.
Well, it's supposed to be Abby's birthday party, not Kate's welcome home.
Phoebe knows that. She wants to show Abby off to Kate. It's not the other way round.
If you say so.
Well, she was bound to be excited. She hasn't seen Kate for such a long time.
I know. I don't want to spoil it for her. Just, you know what Kate was like when she came last time?
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen again. I promise you.
Oh, we'll see.
They built a wall across here to make a new room.
Oh, yes. Totally different from last time.
Hi, Kate.
Roy! Oh, it's so nice to see you.
You too.
And Hayley.
All ready for Abby's party?
Yeah, pretty much.
She's the birthday girl, then. I'm dying to meet her.
Look at this present for Abby, Dad.
Oh, it's big enough.
What is it?
You've had your present, miss. Didn't you want to wear your dress?
It's too small.
Really? I thought it looked about right.
Oh, she's had a bit of a spurt recently.
Where's Abby?
In her room. Vicky's doing something to her hair.
Vicky? Oh, yes, of course, your new stepmom. Hmm.
And can we get introduced to this young man?
Oh. Hello, you! Oh, you're gorgeous!
He's a bit shy at first.
Oh, well, that's a lot to take in, isn't it?
But in about 3 minutes, he'll be tearing up your living room.
Can I meet Abby?
Oh, shall I take him for you, Kate? If you think he'll be okay.
Oh, he'd be fine, but I think Phoebe wants him to meet Abby too.
Yes, she can help him learn to talk.
Phoebes?
What? She can say a lot more than he can.
Well, girls are cleverer than boys. Everyone knows that, don't they, Roy?
Absolutely.
Well, you're very clever, aren't you? Learning two languages.
I'm sure Abby could learn two languages if we taught her. Oh, come and meet her, Mum.
Oh, here you are. I wondered where you got to.
Sorry, do you need to use this? Dad said it was all right.
No, that's fine. Carry on. Where is Dad, you know?
No, afraid not. When he saw what I was searching for, he beat a hasty retreat.
Why, what are you looking up?
Sites on healthy pregnancy.
Oh, well, it was always a bit squeamish about anything like that.
Doesn't matter. This is interesting, though, look.
Oh, yes.
All this section about preconception care. That's what I was trying to find.
Preconception?
Yep. Nowadays it's a very important time.
Is it?
Hmm. The idea is to get yourself as healthy as you can before you even try for a baby. See, there's some supplements I could take.
Well, surely if you just eat well...
Well, there's no point in taking any chances.
No, I suppose not.
And I do tend to get a bit stressed, you know, wound up over things. So I've been wondering if I should start going to meditation classes.
To help you conceive?
Are you laughing at me?
I'm sorry, love, it's just... so different in my day.
It wasn't that long ago.
Helen, when I was pregnant with John, people thought Tony was making a fuss when he wanted me to stop smoking.
You smoked when you were pregnant?
And I took some convincing to stop. And that's when I was pregnant, never mind before.
You did stop, though, didn't you?
Well, of course I did, and thank goodness. No, I'm just saying that being pregnant wasn't quite such an undertaking. More sit back and let nature take its course.
Do you think I'm making a fuss?
No, I didn't mean that. I just think you might be running ahead of yourself.
But But I've got my next clinic appointment on Tuesday for all the tests. I want to pass.
You make it sound like an exam.
Well, that's sort of what it is. I want this baby, Mum. You know I do.
Aren't you going to miss, well, the romance of a normal conception?
Hardly. Mum, romance has never been that great for me.
Oh, Helen.
Besides, don't you think just having a baby of my own will be enough? Won't that be overwhelming?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is, of course. I remember when I found I was first pregnant with John.
Must be really interesting living in South Africa.
It is.
Oh, I'd love to go there. Though they do say crime's a problem.
It depends where you are.
Well, you'd know, being married to one of the locals.
What is it your husband does? I wonder if I should take Sipo off Hayley. She's been entertaining him for an awfully long time.
He's really taken to her, hasn't he?
He's a bit of an extrovert.
Oh, she's such a natural with children. Such a good mum.
Yes, she is.
And you've got another little girl.
Nolly. She's 9.
Oh, she'll be missing her mum then. Didn't you want to bring her?
She's at school. I didn't want to disrupt that.
Couldn't you wait until school holidays?
No, I couldn't. She does have a father. She'll be perfectly fine with him.
Doesn't he work then?
Of course he does. He's a journalist.
Oh, interesting. Don't exactly keep school hours, though.
His mother's moved in while I'm away.
Ah, yes. That's an African tradition, isn't it?
Not just African.
You're right there.
I know.
What would we do without doting grannies, eh? I mean, look at your mum.
She and Phoebe are very close.
Oh, they are. I have a positive fight on my hands to get some time with Phoebe. I don't know how Jennifer does it. With little Rory to look after as well.
She's a remarkable woman.
In more ways than one. I suppose this is the first time you've met Rory.
Yes. He's very sweet.
It's weird for you, though, finding yourself with a new little half-brother.
Oh, look, Vicky, I think Phoebe could do with some help.
Oh, bless her. Look at her organising all the little ones. She's a mother's daughter, all right.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I just meant she must have picked that up from watching Hayley.
I'm sure she did.
So grown up. You must see a lot of changes in her.
We're in regular contact. Phoning, emailing, Skyping.
Still, you don't need to worry. You left her in good hands.
I know.
Oh, Vicky. Phoebe wants you.
Oh, dear. Well, there's no peace for the wicked, eh?
Some peace for the rest of us, though.
Oh, dear. Haven't you taken to our Vicky?
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
She's a bit full on.
Well, that's a tactful way of putting it.
One of us had to be.
Oh, you should hear Brenda on the subject.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Oh, she's all right, really. I mean, she makes Dad very happy and she loves the kids.
Phoebe's very lucky. Lots of people to love her.
Yeah, I'm glad you see it like that.
I always did.
Oh, I think your rest's over.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, don't worry. I mean Hayley.
Oh, Sipo obviously loves her.
Oh, I think this young man might want a bit of love from his mum.
Oh, he seemed very happy with you.
Mm, there's no substitute for the real thing.
Oh, there you are, see?
What's the matter, sweetheart? Getting a bit tired.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be doing the cake soon.
Thanks for having him.
Oh, my pleasure. He's a sweetheart. And gave you two time for a good catch-up, I hope.
Well, Kate was just singing your praises.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, Phoebe is such a credit to you both. Quite the young lady.
Well, she has her moments.
Can we do the cake and the candles now?
Yeah, all right, Miss Bossy Boots.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No, it's okay. Mum's got it all under control.
And I was a breech birth, wasn't I?
That's right.
Oh, I've read all about that.
You don't surprise me.
Don't tease. This could be important. Usually it's not a problem.
I know.
Unless the baby has its feet down. Then there's room for the cord to descend when labour starts and the neck of the uterus may contract and cut off the baby's oxygen.
Heavens. Thank God I didn't know that.
Well, that's good to know. If you go into labour unexpectedly, you'd lie down straight away and call for an ambulance.
Well, I'll try and remember. But hopefully your baby will be the right way up.
Yeah, probably. It doesn't seem to run in families.
No, you just wanted to be different right from the start.
Didn't do me much good if that's what dislocated my hip.
You poor little thing.
Oh, it must have been awful for you.
It was. Having you in that special sling for 3 months, I was very nervous about cuddling you.
Oh, Mum.
I was really worried we wouldn't bond. And the sling got so dirty, I took it off and washed it, and the consultant shouted at me.
What? How insensitive.
Oh, their word was law if you didn't do exactly what they wanted.
Ugh.
I thought I'd harmed you permanently. I was really upset.
Oh, of course you were. That's outrageous. So, that was John and me. What was it like when you found out you were pregnant with Tom?
Tom was a bit of a surprise.
That figures.
I'm afraid we had rather mixed feelings, to tell you the truth.
Did you?
Oh, yes. I mean, in fact, when I told Tony I was pregnant, and you must promise never, ever to repeat this to Tom, his actual words were, "Great, bang goes any chance of us expanding the dairy herd."
Ah, that sounds like Dad.
So there you are. I suppose not all conceptions are romantic after all.
So what's your favourite subject?
I told you, ages ago.
French, isn't it, Phoebe?
I was just checking you hadn't changed your mind.
Yeah, which you've been known to do. I thought it was geography now.
Oh, Dad, as if.
What's wrong with geography?
It's taught by the lamest teacher in the school.
Mr. Marshall.
Mr. Marshmallow.
So called because he's got a soft centre, he's covered in chocolate.
He eats them in class.
When he thinks the children aren't looking.
Oh, you thought it was funny when I told you before.
Did you tell me?
Yeah, last time I Skyped. Come and have some birthday cake, Vicky.
Ooh, we'll never say no.
Oh dear.
Look, don't worry. She's just practising her strops for when she's a teenager.
I should have remembered. But when I'm Skyping, I'm so busy looking at her, I don't always listen to what she's saying. Although I obviously don't do that properly, or I wouldn't have bought her the wrong dress size.
Well, she's only a few inches tall when you're Skyping, isn't she?
It isn't funny, Roy.
Oh, come on, Kate. You've only just got here. At the end of 3 weeks, you'll know everything there is to know about Phoebe.
I hope 3 weeks is long enough. I haven't exactly got off on the right foot, have I?
Phoebe's asking if you and Sipo would like a piece of birthday cake.
Oh, there you are. Now, that's a peace offering if ever I heard one.
Do you think so?
Look, trust me. Go on, off you go.
OK. Thanks, Roy.
Oh, a peace offering?
Oh, she'd forgotten who Mr. Marshall was, amongst other things.
What does she expect? That she can come back and just pick up where she left off?
No, I don't think she does. She knows she's got a lot of catching up to do.
She always does have. And she always manages to make herself the centre of attention while she does it.
Not this time, love. Even Kate's noticed that things have changed.
Busy in here, isn't it?
Well, the food's supposed to be wonderful. They've got a new Spanish chef.
And it's two for one.
Typical Fizz. Always got an eye for a bargain.
I know that's not why you brought me.
I'm kidding. Besides, someone's got to keep an eye on the cash.
Well, you never do.
And that's how I know how good it is here.
Oh, I wish I could be more like that.
I like you just the way you are.
Really?
I love that look on your face when you're trying to check the bill. You look so serious.
Well, that's Dad's fault. Get it from him.
Well, he's not so bad. Has he sorted out insuring you on his car yet? You know, so you can practice.
Oh, I told him he didn't need to bother. You said I could use yours, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That is all right, isn't it? He said it would be really expensive, but I thought...
No, it's fine. I just need to get it sorted.
Anyway, we don't want to waste the evening talking about my dad.
No. We've got plans to make.
Have we?
Yeah. What are you doing in the Easter holidays?
Reviving.
Not going anywhere with your folks?
You are joking. Farmers never take holidays. It's a rule.
Good. We can hit the festivals then. Pack your books if you like.
The festivals? Isn't it a bit early?
Oh, not in Europe. I went to a fantastic one in Croatia last year.
Oh.
And if we can't find a music festival we like, there might be films.
A film festival? Like Cannes?
Maybe not as big, but the small ones often have a more edgy programme.
Right. Wow.
We don't have to be tied down. We can go where the fancy takes us. We've got 2 weeks.
You want us to go away for the whole of the holiday?
We could do. I mean, I've got other options, obviously, but that'd be my first choice.
It would be lovely. The only thing is...
Cool.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Oh, you see those people who've just come in by the door?
Yeah?
That's Elizabeth and Nigel. She's my aunt.
Oh, great.
No, not great. Oh, if they see us, they're bound to tell Mum and Dad.
Well, is that a problem?
It's just, I kind of imply... Yeah. Oh, no, they've seen us.
They're the ones with the stately home, right?
Manor house.
Stately enough for me. So he's like an aristocrat.
I wouldn't go that far. He used to sell ice creams out of a van.
Out of a van?
Yeah, Mr. Snowy or something.
Good old English eccentric. I might enjoy this.
Pip! Hey, how nice to see you.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Pip. Ah, you're bargain hunting like us.
Yes, the Monday night offer. I'm Jude, by the way.
Nigel Pargeter, how do you do?
And this is Elizabeth.
Hey, lovely to meet you. Oh, gosh, it's crowded in here, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, I hope you get a table.
Well, we're just waiting for ours.
But I'm sure we'll be ready soon.
Hey, while we're waiting, why don't you join us?
Oh.
Did you manage to get him off?
Yes, eventually. You know how it is. They always want one more story.
Oh, yes. I brought the coffee through. I thought we'd be more relaxed in here.
Oh, that's a good idea. I looked in on Sipo, by the way.
Mm. Thank you. Is he okay?
Oh, he's dead to the world. He's very energetic, isn't he?
That's an understatement. Rory's very good with him.
Mm. Well, he was so excited about him coming.
So was Phoebe, but the novelty wore off pretty quickly.
Well, maybe she wanted you all to herself.
I don't think it was that.
Mm. Well, she does already have a baby sister.
She has two.
Well, you know what I mean. And she's so besotted with little Abby.
Yes, it's sweet. She's not jealous at all. I mean, Nolly was when Sipo was born.
Well, she was a lot younger than Phoebe. Hard to be replaced if we're used to being the centre of attention.
Mm. Yes.
I was worried that Rory might react like that to Sipo. But my cunning plan worked.
And what plan was that?
Well, I explained that he was actually Sipo's uncle.
I suppose he is.
Mm-hmm. And uncles have to look after their nephews.
You are so good at this, Mum.
Manipulating small children.
Seeing things from their point of view. You're brilliant with Rory. So patient.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
Honestly, I'm impressed. It can't have been easy.
No. No, I was worried that I was far too old to be starting again. But it all came back to me like... like riding a bike.
It's not just looking after him, though, is it? It's changed everything. The whole household.
How do you mean?
You're back to a child-centred routine. Having supper early so you could put Rory to bed.
Well, Brian had to go out too. And so can we. Later in the week, we can have a civilised meal, just the two of us.
I'd like that.
Brian said he'll have the children.
Then he's changed too.
Mm. Yes, I think he has. I hope you don't think it's for the worse.
I'm not criticising. It's me who should be apologising to you.
Why? Whatever for?
I don't think I really took in what a big deal it was for you to take Rory on. I'm too caught up in my own life, maybe.
Well, it's hard when you're such a long way away to... well, to understand exactly what's going on.
It is, yeah.
And it's the same for me, darling, as well. I probably haven't understood your plans properly, but... I'm so thrilled to hear your voice when you phone that I don't always take in what you're saying.
We don't seem to be any nearer getting a table, do we? Shall I get everyone another drink?
Oh, good idea.
Same again, everyone.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'll come and help you.
Thank you, Jude.
He seems nice.
I think so.
Other people don't?
You could say that. Mum and Dad aren't exactly...
Welcoming.
No.
Well, parents never like their daughters going out with older men. I'm not sure fathers like them going out with men full stop.
Nigel's older than you, isn't he?
Uh-huh. 8 years.
So... how old were you when you started going out with him?
17. But it was complicated. He went out with Shula before me.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. Dad wasn't happy at all.
I can't believe you and Auntie Shula went out with the same man.
Well, not at the same time. It wasn't quite that exciting.
And what about my dad? Bet you could tell me some things about him.
I probably could.
Yeah?
But I probably shouldn't. You know, your parents aren't really that bad, are they? I mean, maybe a little overprotective.
Overprotective? My dad's a bit more than overprotective.
That's only because he cares.
Trust me, he's obsessed. Like, about Jude's birthday.
Well, don't tell me he wants to see his birth certificate.
He might as well. Jude happened to mention that he was born on the same day that John Lennon was shot.
Right.
So Dad actually went to the trouble of Googling the date.
1980. I could have told him that.
So he said Jude had lied when he said he was 28.
But John Lennon was shot in December.
Exactly. So... And Jude didn't lie to me. We first met when I started college and he was 28 then.
So your dad's getting upset over nothing.
Yeah. And it's not just that. Can you believe that he'd go to all that trouble in the first place? Just to catch him out? It drives me crazy.
Oh, Pip. Yeah, I know it's hard. You'll just have to be the grown-up here. You're going to have to try and live with it.
Did you?
No, but I'm his sister. I could move out.
Darling, this is really very impressive.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. I value your opinion as a writer.
Well, that's very flattering, but it's hardly my field.
That doesn't matter. It needs to be easy to follow and clear to understand.
Oh, well, it is.
The volunteers I work with at the orphanage, well, they're very good with the children, but they're not really trained to set up further projects.
Oh, I see.
And that's why I thought a manual might be useful, to explain everything that's involved. Fundraising, risk assessment.
Well, I think you've done very, very well. And this is online?
Yes. The director at the orphanage thought it should be available to as many people as possible. Give it a wider usage.
Oh, you're doing such good work there. I'm so proud of you, darling.
I wish I could do more. I feel a bit limited having been there for so long.
But it's the most you can do while the children are so young, isn't it?
I suppose.
Maybe when they're older you could think of taking more on.
And that's what I'd like.
Oh, Kate, enjoy the children while you can. They grow up so quickly.
Yes. Phoebe certainly has.
I hear you're taking driving lessons, Pip.
Dad booked me a set, and I'm going to do lots of practising with Jude.
Oh, about that, Fizz. Nigel thinks it would send my insurance into the stratosphere.
Oh.
Yes, well, it comes of having such a swish car, I'm afraid.
So, Dad was right.
Well, he would know. He crashed his own car often enough.
Did he?
Well, it's not a problem, is it? Your dad did say you could use his.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll tell him to go ahead with sorting it.
Oh, I think you're in luck. Looks like your table's ready.
Seems a bit mean just to leave you here. You could join us.
Didn't you book it for two? Well,
I'm sure they could squash a couple of extra places in.
Oh, no. We've intruded on your evening long enough. Off you go.
Well, it's been lovely to meet you.
You too.
Yeah. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye. He seemed pleasant enough.
Yeah, of course he is. But David's going totally over the top as usual.
Judy's quite a bit older.
And?
Well, if it was Lily,
I hope you'd be a bit more sensible.
Why, you think he's overreacting?
It's counterproductive. If he'd leave them alone, he'd find that Jude's totally harmless. Either that, or it would just fizzle out on its own.
You could be right.
I know I am. Putting up all this opposition, he'll drive her away.
I do hope not.
I'm serious, Nigel. If David wants to totally alienate Pip, then he's going the right way about it.
I still haven't asked you much about Lucas.
Oh, he's as busy as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to say, really. Not when I need to catch up with all the Ambridge gossip.
Actually, I don't know where to start.
Tell me about Lillian. How's she doing?
Oh, it's a terrible strain.
It must be.
I'm quite worried about her at the moment. And as if she didn't have enough to cope with, one of Matt's brothers has turned up. Well, his half-brother, actually.
What?
Well, I must have told you he was adopted.
Yes, but I didn't realise he had brothers.
Mm-hmm. Two, and a sister.
Oh, heavens. What did he want?
Well, to tell Matt that their mother had died. Oh. So, of course, poor Lillian had to explain where Matt was.
I didn't think Matt was that bothered about his mother.
No, he's not. But Lillian hopes he'll change his mind. And she thinks she ought to keep the lines of communication open just in case.
How's she going to do that?
Oh, she had this crazy idea of going to the mother's funeral.
Matt's brother asked her?
Not in so many words, but that was the implication. I mean, can you imagine? It's in Walthamstow, for heaven's sake. And who would they think she was?
It would be rather complicated.
Sheer insanity. And thank goodness I managed to talk her out of it.
Lillian, you came.
Yeah. I hope that's all right.
Oh, of course it is. It's lovely to see you.
I just thought it was right to pay our respects.
Oh, so did...
No, I was worried. I was going to be late. I got a bit lost.
Oh, it's so good of you to come all this way.
I was just planning to slip in at the back. I thought you said 2:30.
Yeah, we're running a bit late, I'm afraid. The previous funeral's still in there.
Oh, I see. So, are these all the mourners?
Sadly. Mum didn't have many friends.
Being in the home, I suppose she wouldn't have a chance.
Even before that. And our family hasn't made a particularly good show.
No?
Stephen hasn't come.
Well, were you really expecting him to, from what you've said?
I was hoping he might change his mind.
Your sister?
She said she would, but she had to cancel at the last minute.
Oh, that's a pity.
Well, you know, she's in Dubai.
Yeah, with her business.
Yeah, there was some vital meeting she had to attend. She said she just couldn't get out of it. But my children are here. You must meet them.
Oh, yes.
Only if you want to, of course.
No, I'd like that.
I haven't told them anything about Matt.
There's not much to tell, is there? But who will you say I am?
A friend of mine? If that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, look, people are coming out. I can slip in at the back now.
Oh, hello, love. Done the seatbed already?
Yeah, got on much faster than I expected. Thought I deserved a cup of tea.
Great. Helen will be here soon. Helen, so we...
Why isn't she at the shop?
She had her second clinic appointment today. I did mention it.
Maybe you did.
Anyway, she's going to come back here and tell me all about it.
Right, well, I think I'll go and see to the silage clamp.
Oh, Tony, couldn't you be a bit supportive? It would mean a lot to her.
You think I like feeling like this?
Well, then...
Well, how can I support her? I think she's making a terrible mistake.
Look, I had some doubts at first, but I haven't seen her this happy in years.
Happy?
Yes.
She's not happy.
Of course she is.
What? She's living in some dream world where this decision isn't going to change anything. And we both know that can't be true. Well,
that's unfair. She's thought it through.
No, she hasn't. You know our daughter. You know what she's been through. She's so vulnerable.
Yes, but she thinks this will be a fresh start. She can put all that behind her.
If things are wrong in her life, this isn't the way to put them right.
Who says they're wrong?
Oh, come on, Pat. You really think it's that easy? That she's changed so much?
Well, she's so focused on this.
Oh, yeah, she's always focused. That's never a problem for her.
Well, not like this. She believes she's found what she's looking for.
Fine. Great. Suppose it all goes wrong.
It won't.
Oh, you can't know that. Helen doesn't cope well with stress. She's so fragile.
She seems very strong at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. When it's just an idea in her head. You know how demanding it is having a baby under the best of circumstances.
Joyful, too.
Yeah, and then bringing it up on her own. She's walking into disaster, Pat. Can't you see it? You of all people, after all you've said.
What have I said?
Well, about teenage mums. That if they had other things going for them, more opportunity to make something of their lives, they wouldn't think having a baby would solve all their problems.
Oh, that's different.
No, it's not. Oh, you're right. It doesn't solve it for them. And it's not going to solve it for Helen. And when it doesn't work...
When what doesn't work? As if I had to ask.
No, I'm sorry, Helen, but I can't. Look, I won't stay.
Oh, Tony, don't...
No, it's fine, Pat. I've got to check the silage clamp anyway. I'll see you later.
I see. No change there, then.
He really does have your best interests at heart.
He thinks he does. But I'm not going to let him spoil things.
So how did you get on?
He certainly put me through it.
Lots of tests?
Like you wouldn't believe. I thought it was just going to be a scan.
Well, what else then?
Oh, all sorts. Checking my hormone levels. An ovarian reserve test. I mean, have you ever even heard of that?
Goodbye then, Grace. Lovely to have met you.
Yeah, bye, love.
What nice children you have.
Oh, thank you. Glad you think so.
I do. So well-mannered.
I'm pleased they managed to come.
I obviously wanted to support you.
I did think they might at least stay for a cup of tea or something.
Is there anything organised?
No, it didn't seem worth it for so few people. I just didn't expect the kids to get off quite so quickly.
Well, I think there might be a reason for that. I think they were being tactful.
Tactful?
Well, when you introduced me, perhaps they thought...
What? Oh, that we...
are an item. Yes, I think they might...
Oh, it never crossed my mind. Oh, Lillian, I'm so sorry.
Really? It doesn't matter.
I'll put them right, of course.
Don't worry too much. Let them think you're a man of mystery.
I'm not very mysterious, I'm afraid. Oh, I can't believe they thought that. I'm so embarrassed.
Maybe they worry about you being on your own after the divorce. They'd probably like you to find someone.
Yeah, perhaps. Maybe I should make more of an effort to be a bit more outgoing.
Why do you say that?
No, I don't know. I'd like to think there would be a few more mourners at my funeral.
I don't think it would have worried your mum.
No. No, that's the saddest thing of all.
Well, look, we can have a bit of a wake for her.
Really?
Yeah, a cup of tea and a cake anyway. Come on, let's find somewhere.
So that about wrapped it up?
I should hope so. Can't imagine what they could have found left to test.
It was certainly thorough.
Yes. Didn't you find that rather invasive?
No, it's what I went for.
Well, even so...
Come on, Mum. It's only what we do with the cows.
Oh, that's rather different.
Well, maybe, but if it's part of the process, then so be it.
You seem very at ease with the whole thing.
I am.
A few years ago, if you'd had to go through all these tests or interviews, counselling sessions...
What?
Well, I think you'd have backed right off.
Probably, but things change, don't they?
They do, but this might change you in ways you're not anticipating.
It has already.
Oh?
You know they said my BMI was a bit on the low side? Well, I asked what they thought my ideal weight would be.
And what did they say?
About half a stone more.
I see. How did you feel about that?
Fine.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine if someone had said that to me a few years ago? I'd have totally freaked.
You would. But you're really okay with it?
Yes, I am.
So, you're going to try and gain weight?
Well, if it'll help with the conception. Actually, you know, it was really liberating being able to make such a positive decision. Not being frightened of letting go of a bit of control.
That has to be a good thing.
I think so. Bring on the cream and the cheese. Well, not the soft cheese, of course.
Oh, Helen.
What's funny now?
You have a very controlled way of losing control.
I told you, I'm looking forward to it. You don't need to worry, Mum. I can do this. It's not going to push me back to... Well, I'll be fine.
I think that's one of the things worrying your dad.
So tell him to stop. I know what I'm doing.
I didn't think much of the vicar's eulogy. Bit all-purpose, wasn't it?
Well, they do so many, I suppose. And he didn't really know your mum.
Oh, it showed. Loving wife, devoted mother.
Oh, dear, I have to confess, I was quite expecting her to get out of the coffin and put him straight.
Oh, Lillian. Oh, I'm so glad you came.
I am too.
It's meant a lot to me. You will thank Matt for me, won't you?
He doesn't actually know I've come.
Ah, I see.
I told him your mother had died at Cornwall.
Well, thank you.
I was hoping I would get more of a reaction.
He did only meet her once.
Yeah, I know. It's just since he's been in prison, he's like... Oh, well, you know, it's like I said, he's just shut everything down, I suppose.
It must be hard for you.
It is. I try to get through to him.
I'm sure you do.
I never seem to get it right. I mean, I understand he has to protect himself in there.
He doesn't have to protect himself from you.
Exactly.
Lillian, I'm sure if he's going to open up to anyone, It'll be to you.
Oh, it's what I cling to, but it hasn't happened yet.
I'm sure you're doing all you can.
Now we've got the confiscation hearing next week.
Oh, to see how much you'll have to pay back.
Yeah. Matt thinks they could take everything.
Oh, that's not very likely, surely.
Well, it's what he's got into his head.
It's a lot for you to cope with.
I'm just worried it'll send him further back into his shell.
You just have to hope for the best, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'm well used to that.
You need a hand with that?
I think I'm about done. You at a loose end?
Well, I don't want to go back to the house yet.
Oh, you and Mum had a row.
Helen's telling her about her clinic appointment.
I see.
I just don't get it, Tom.
I know.
Why is she so set on having a baby this way? Isn't it something women only consider when they've given up hope of any other alternative?
Well, I think that's how Helen feels.
She's 30. That's no age these days. She's got years to find the right partner.
Yeah, but she doesn't think she's very good at that, babe.
That's what you do when you think you're ready to start a family. You look for someone to start it with. You don't decide to go it alone.
It's very Helen, though. She likes the control.
And where does she get this idea that fathers are an optional extra? Was I such a bad one? She thinks she could have been better off without me.
Of course she doesn't.
I'm so worried about her, Tom. I think this might break her.
Oh, Dad.
Well, aren't you?
Yes, but you know what Helen's like. Any opposition just makes her all the more sure she's right.
Yes, I know. I just feel so helpless. You couldn't talk to her, could you?
Me?
She might listen to you.
No, it wouldn't do any good.
Right.
Honestly, I would if I thought it would help, but like I said, it will make her just more determined.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, that's okay. Well, at least you're a comfort to me.
I am?
Mm-hmm. You and Brenda. Soon you'll be married and then you'll have a baby. Now, call me old-fashioned, but I think that's doing things in the right order.
Sure you don't want one of my sandwiches, Roy? I made plenty.
No, thanks. I'm meeting Tom at the bowl for a quick bite.
How's Kate's visit going? I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to catch up with her yet.
Oh, fine. She was over yesterday.
Oh, spending time with Phoebe. That must be nice for both of them.
Yeah.
Not the easiest thing in the world for Hayley, though. I know what it's like.
Well, it's not so bad. Sepa and Abby being about the same age helps.
Oh, yes, I suppose they must be.
Oh, how's your campaign to clean up the graffiti going?
Well, I'm hoping the Echo will come. Spoke to them last week.
You got enough volunteers?
Oh, yes, yes, we've had a good response. But to be honest, I'm using the opportunity to chase up people who said they'd work in the community shop.
Oh, yeah?
Kathy and I need to pin them down, see how much time they can spare and when.
So the shop project's really firming up, then?
I hope so. We've still got a lot of work to do on the fundraiser talent show, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Phoebe wants to enter. There will be a category for children, won't there?
Well, that's the kind of thing we need to decide. Kent and Kathy and I are having a little committee meeting tomorrow, so hopefully things will be much clearer after that.
I'm afraid I've found some more. A whole suitcase full.
Oh, well, maybe we could start on that after lunch.
It's his summer things. He always packed them away at the start of autumn.
Yes, I remember. Well, I'm sure I can squash a few more plastic bags in the car.
It is good of you to help me with this, Shula.
I wanted to.
I had thought I'd want to do it on my own, but I don't think I could have managed.
You don't need to do anything on your own.
But this really is all of it.
Good. Well, we'll have some lunch, do this, and then I can take everything into Borchester.
Borchester?
There's quite a choice of charity shops there. But if you've got a particular one in mind...
It just seems a bit near.
Near?
Am I... If I saw someone wearing Phil's clothes...
Oh, Mum, I'm so sorry. Of course, I'll take them to Felpersham.
Would you mind?
I'll take them to Birmingham if you like. It's not a problem.
Thank you.
Let's have lunch and I'll pop to the shop first.
We've got that soup. I couldn't eat much, to be honest.
I'll get some bread and milk for our coffee.
Oh, have I run out?
Oh, I can get some. Actually, Alistair and I were wondering if you'd like to come to supper tomorrow.
That's very kind, but I did think I might pop in on Peggy.
Well, let me know. It's oh, not a...
Anybody home?
Good heavens. Is that Alan?
Sounds like it.
Yes, come on up.
Thank you.
However did he get in?
I must have left the door on the latch when I took those bags out to the car.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
No harm done. Good job it was Alan who spotted it.
Yes.
Good morning. You know you left your door on the latch?
Yes, we just worked that out.
Oh, don't worry, I've shut it.
Thank you. It's nice to see you anyway.
Gosh, you look busy.
We have been, but we were just going to stop for lunch.
Oh, I don't want to hold you up. Shall I come back another time?
I've got to pop out of the shop anyway. Why don't you stay and keep Mum company?
Hi, Bren. I didn't expect to see you.
Don't worry, I haven't forgotten you're meeting Roy.
He won't mind if you stay.
No, I'm not very good company. That job I was going to chase up today, they turned me down.
The one in Felpersham?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a bit of a long shot.
I know, but... Oh, anyway, Fallon's free this afternoon, so I'm going to get some retail therapy with her. Or watch her get some anyway.
You sure you don't want to stick around?
No, you catch up with Roy. He'll probably need to bend your ear about Kate.
I'm getting used to being an agony uncle. It was Dad yesterday.
Poor Tony.
He's taking it hard. Makes a change from him worrying about me, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's very pleased about you and me.
Why? What have we done?
Because we're engaged.
That doesn't make us unique.
It does to Dad. Compared to Helen, anyway. He asked me to have a word with her the other day.
Oh?
I said no.
No point. Not when she's made her mind up.
That's what I said. Doesn't make for an easy atmosphere at home, though.
I just wanted to check with you that it's still all right for me to pitch my tent outside here next week.
Yes, of course. Are you all right?
Yes, no, sir. Just starting a bit of a cold, I think.
So where are you at the moment?
I've been in Darrington, but I'm going to Ambridge Hall tonight and the Bull on Thursday.
You are on the move.
Well, I had so many offers. So... I'm sure I could stay longer somewhere if having me here is going to be a nuisance for you.
Not at all. I'd be glad of the company.
Will you?
Yes. I'm missing Phil so much.
I know you are.
I expected that, of course.
Yes.
But I thought the worst would be when it first happened. It was such a shock.
Of course.
Everything was so strange. Well, I thought when I got back into my own routine... things would start getting better.
And that hasn't helped?
Phil was my routine. I'd wait for him to come back from his morning walk, come down from his afternoon nap.
And he doesn't?
Well, I'm not deluded. I know he's gone. But it's hard to remember.
I saw Bert having a quiet moment by the grave after church on Sunday. I think he thinks of Phil an awful lot.
Dear Bert... I know everyone's missing him. His friends, the children.
You were together for such a very long time.
Most of my life. I'm just... I don't know.
Lonely? It's all right to admit it.
Is it? I don't want to be a burden to anyone.
Oh, Jill. I'm sure you never could be.
The children are being so kind, I could be with them all the time if I wanted.
But you don't?
They've got their own lives to lead. Their own partners to think about. I don't want to be the sort of mother-in-law who keeps turning up on the doorstep.
I'm sure they'd be delighted to see you.
They're mourning him too. I want to leave them some space for that. It's not all about me.
I hope you're seeing some friends.
Oh, yes. I'm going round to Chris's tomorrow evening. I'm popping round to Peggy's on Friday.
And they understand.
They've been through it, as you have.
Yes.
So much worse to have her taken from you so young. And with Amy still so small.
It was bad. But, you know, to lose someone after such a long partnership.
I had those years, Alan. I was lucky. I was very lucky.
What I really don't get about Helen is why she's so broody. You know, there she is, stuck in the shop and the dairy.
She's all right.
But most women want children, don't they?
But what's the rush? She's only a little bit older than me.
You said that before.
A kid will tie her down.
You said that before too.
Because it's true. I mean, look at me.
Are you saying you feel tied down?
No, honestly, Tom, can I just finish my sentence?
All right.
I'm talking about my work situation. The problem is there's nothing for me in Borchester and Feldbisham, let alone Ambridge.
Well, now we're supposed to be coming out of the recession. Perhaps things will
get a bit... It's not just the recession. I've limited myself because of our situation.
So you do feel tied down?
That's not what I'm saying, but... OK, yeah, if we weren't like we are, then I probably would have changed my strategy.
To what?
Looking further afield.
Like where?
Well, London would be the obvious one, but even Birmingham would be a start.
Birmingham?
I have thought about it. I mean, I've been job hunting so long.
But it's such a long way.
No, it's not. Lots of people commute.
It still takes 2 hours out of their day, minimum.
And this is what I'm talking about. It's difficult enough for me. It'd be a nightmare if you've got a baby, dropping them off at a nursery at the crack of dawn, never seeing them in the evening.
And what about us? We'd hardly see each other.
You're not a baby, Tom. You don't go to bed at 6 o'clock.
No, but I'd like to think I'd see my wife from time to time.
You're not listening.
I am listening. I'm just not sure what you mean.
Roy's at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave you to it.
See you at home, yeah?
Yeah. Have fun with Fallon.
Oh, has Alan gone?
Yes. I thought you said you were only going to get a few things from the shop.
Well, I noticed you were running low on a few staples.
That's very kind of you. I'm not going to let myself starve.
No, I know, but I was going anyway.
You're a good girl, Julia.
So, have you and Alan sorted out all the arrangements for next week?
Yes. He seems to have a bit of a cold coming. I thought I might look out some extra blankets for him.
Good idea.
Well, you better take these through and start on lunch if you want to get into Feldbisham.
Yes. Did you know there's still a hat of Dad's hanging up? I noticed it as I came in.
Yes.
Do you want me to put it with the rest of his stuff?
No. I don't think so, not yet.
OK.
There is something I'm not quite sure what to do with.
Oh, yes?
Phil's new blazer. We bought it the week he died.
Oh, yes. He said he was going to treat himself to one for the summer.
It still has the tags on it.
Do you want me to take it back to the shop? I'm sure they'd change...
No, that wouldn't feel right. But it seems too good just to dump in a plastic bag.
Well, give it to someone. As a present from Dad. Like you did with his other things.
Yes. You know, I think I know who it would be just perfect for.
Look like you and Bren were having a fairly deep conversation.
Oh, no, no. We were just talking about Helen. At least I think we were.
Oh, yeah? What, she got a new bloke?
Not exactly, no.
Oh, it's nice to hear Bren talking about something else. Take her mind off this job hunting.
Yeah, it does seem to be all she thinks about.
Well, it's a tough time for her. It's been months since she graduated and nothing's really changed.
It's not all bad news. We have got engaged.
Well, like I said, it's a tough time.
Is that what she thinks?
Don't be daft. I was taking the mick. What's brought this on?
Oh, I don't know. She's just going on about people being tied down.
Yeah, people? Not you two.
She hasn't started making any wedding plans.
Oh, lucky you. Enjoy it while it lasts.
I thought most women couldn't wait to start planning the big day.
Well, Brenda isn't most women, or haven't you noticed?
I know.
She's got other things on her mind, like finding a job.
I suppose so.
She's living with you. She said she'll marry you. What more do you want? Not again.
It's all right, take it if you like.
Oh, no, 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 no. It's only Kate. She wants me advice on buying Phoebe a present, and I haven't got any more idea than the last time she called.
Jewellery?
Good thinking.
Why don't you tell her to ask Hayley?
Don't think that would go down very well with either of them.
No?
No. Well, Kate doesn't like to think Hayley knows Phoebe better than she does.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and Hayley doesn't like Kate buying Phoebe's affection. I'm walking on eggshells here.
Oh, you must be.
Well, count yourself lucky, mate. You've only got one woman to worry about.
Thank you.
at last. Where have you been?
I just dropped in on Jim. Oh, having supper early?
Yeah.
Hey, mind those plates, Jamie. You know we are. As soon as this veg is ready.
Oh, right. Why?
Because of this stupid meeting.
It's not stupid.
What's stupid? Oh, what, the talent thing? Is that tonight?
Well, you know it is. I told you.
What a lame idea.
Well, you spend enough time parked in front of X Factor.
Yeah, but that's got people from all over the country. Like there's anyone talented round here.
You might be surprised. And finish laying the table, please. I want everything eaten and washed up by the time Linda comes round.
She's not coming here, is she?
Well, of course she is. Oh, you really do never listen to a word I say.
Hey, why couldn't we go to Ambridge Hall?
Yeah, why couldn't you?
Because there's one of her and two of us. Anyway, what difference does it make?
I'll be stuck in my room all night.
You often are.
Well, no, if we went there, then we could get away when we'd finished. You know what Linda's like. We'll never get rid of her.
I don't think that's very fair.
Oh, God, it'll be the, you know, countless spots on the earwigs campaign, or we'll have to do that graffiti thing. Or, worse still, she'll have another ton of pictures of that grandchild of hers.
Mum, if you're going to be having this boring meeting...
My love, she will be here until dawn.
There won't be time for any of that. The show's less than a month away, and we haven't even begun to organise it yet.
Is it OK if I go over to Josh's?
Oh, I don't know. It's a school night.
Well, it's Thursday.
He's still going to school tomorrow.
Yeah, but this is about school. Remember that science project I did back in Year 8?
Well, the one I did, you mean?
And Josh is doing it now, and he wants me to help. He's got a test in the morning.
Well,
Oh, go on, let him go, Kathy. No reason why we should all suffer.
I wish you'd be a bit more positive about this.
Well, I might have been if I decided to do it for myself.
It's right up your street. Trust me, you'll love it.
Here we are, one per safe and sound.
Oh, thanks. Em thought she must have left it here.
I didn't even notice. I'd have dropped it round if I'd seen it.
Sorry if I've held you up.
No, it's fine. Just need to round up the kids, and that can take some time.
Yeah, I know. George always seems to disappear just as we're dishing up and all.
They start young.
Anyway, I better get back. Said I'd meet Grandad for a pint later.
Well, he's volunteered to help out at the community shop.
Yeah.
That's very public-spirited of him.
No, he's just got his eyes on the out-of-date stock.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Josh.
Is supper ready yet, Mum?
I'll leave you to it. Thanks for this.
That's OK. Bye, then.
Bye.
I'm starving.
It won't be long. In fact, you can go and find Ben and Pip.
Pip's not here.
Here she is. I saw Jude's car when I was on my way to Milken.
She just came in to pick up some clothes.
What for?
She's going to a party. She said she wouldn't be in for supper.
Well, why didn't you tell me then?
I am.
Well, it's a bit late now.
It's not my fault. She didn't tell you herself.
No. This party, where is it?
A club or something.
Well, which club?
I don't know. She just said to tell you she wouldn't be in for supper. And I have.
Oh, well, that's just great. She's got college tomorrow.
And I've got a science test.
Oh, goodness knows what time she'll be back.
So is it okay if I go over to Jamie's?
Oh, well, you want to go out too now.
He said he'd help me with it.
I don't know.
Please, Mum, he knows all that stuff.
Oh, okay, I suppose so. But I want you back by 9.
I will be. You don't have to worry about me.
Oh, come through.
Oh, sorry I was a bit late.
Oh, that's all right. It gave me time to tidy up. Would you like a drink?
Oh, no, thank you. Maybe later.
Fine.
Robert and I were helping Alan move his tent to the Bull Garden.
Oh, he is sticking it out, isn't he? You have to admire the man.
Yes. He's coming down with a bit of a cold, too.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised.
Still, I think he enjoyed his stay with us.
Well, I'm sure he did.
I like to think I entered into the spirit of the thing.
Oh, you slept out too?
The theme of abstinence, you see. Ah. I took him locusts and honey for his supper.
Good heavens.
I bet that made his night.
It's what they ate in the desert, Kenton.
Mm. But locusts? I mean, where did you find them?
Well, I had to cheat a bit. I managed to find some chocolate-covered insects.
Lovely. Still, makes a change from Easter eggs, I suppose.
I expect the honey was good for his cold.
Yes, it was a well-timed visit. And he was able to ask my advice, too.
Oh, wanted to know where you got them from.
Well, poor Peggy found the head of a collared dove on the church porch on Sunday.
Oh, oh, dear, how horrible for
I know.
Her.
Just the head?
Well, yes, that was just the start. Oh. People have been coming across heads and legs and feathers all round the churchyard.
Fox?
No, I don't think so. But clearly something is using the churchyard as a hunting ground.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Question is, what? Robert and I are going to do a bit of research for Alan, but my hunch is that the attacks are coming from above. rather than below.
Right, great. Now, hadn't we better...
Oh, and talking of birds...
Yeah, must we still...
It was in the Echo today. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it.
No, not yet.
No, no, you know how it is, Linda. You know, we're just a bit out of the loop.
Mm. It will interest you, Cathy. The Wildlife Trust is planning to dig out and renew the silted-up reed beds by Arkwright Lake.
Oh, that's good. About time, too.
Yes, I thought you'd be pleased. And they're going to erect a hide and put in an information point.
Oh, wow, front-page news.
Yes, it was, actually.
Well, I should think so. I mean, that's great.
Robert and I are very pleased. And so's Eddie, of course.
Eddie? Never had him down as a twitcher. I thought his only interest in birds was poaching them.
And he's hoping it will provide him with a legal source of income.
Yeah, there will be a lot of work to do.
Said they might want him to clear the land and the silted reed beds.
Yeah, prepare the ground for the proper work.
Mm. Yeah, oh, speaking of proper work, shouldn't we begin our meeting? Well, I had been led to believe that there's rather a lot to get through.
I'm going to do some different ones today.
Why?
I designed a better one in geography. It's twice as big, and instead of the
you
tail at the end...
You can't do that!
Why?
The point of tagging is that everyone knows it's the same person. It's like making your mark.
But I'm bored of mine.
Keep the same tag. Or you could always do something like I did on the gents' loo.
Suppose.
We all right here?
Can't see anyone.
Cool. So if you do this wall, then I can stand up there and get the whole thing in shot.
Okay.
Charge the camera up this time.
I charged it last time. Ben had been mucking about and left it on.
Ah, okay. It's working. Ready when you are.
I'm still going to do it bigger this time.
Oi, Josh!
What?
It's Ed.
What do you think you're playing at?
Just leave it to me, yeah?
Oh, so it's been you two doing this? All over the village, has it?
Doing what?
Oh, don't mess me about, the graffiti.
Maybe. What's it to you?
Well, it's my granddad cleaning it up on Sunday. He's got better things to do than go around with everyone else scrubbing off your rubbish tags.
We didn't ask him to. It's not our fault Linda's had a fit.
They're not rubbish.
Oh, come off it, Josh. You're hardly Tony Hart, are you?
Who?
Look, we're bored, OK? There's nothing else to do around here.
Yes, there is.
Like what?
Look, they're just grim, all right? You're going to have to pack it in.
And miss out on everyone going mad about it.
It's funny.
Not to anyone else.
And anyway, you can hardly talk.
What?
My dad told me all about you. You've been in loads of trouble before.
Well, I guess that means I know what I'm talking about.
You're just jealous.
Jealous of what?
Because you're too old and boring to go out and have any fun.
You cheeky little... Right. Tell you what. Seeing as you've got so much time on your hands, you can help with the clean-up on Sunday.
No what? Chance.
And if you don't, I'll be telling your parents exactly what you've been up to. I don't think Sid and David will be too happy that you've been out decorating the village.
You wouldn't.
Try me.
All right.
Eh?
But if we do, you don't say anything to anyone, right?
You got yourself a deal. Now push off. Hope you've learned your lesson, yeah?
Yeah, not to get caught.
So, to recap, we've settled on a name.
Ambridge has got talent.
Yeah, provided we can get the permission we'll need to use it.
Mm.
The show will be on April the 1st.
Oh, I still think that's a hostage to fortune.
Yes, but it's the best available date.
And okay. The entries will be divided into three classes. Over 60, under 16, and everyone else. Mm.
Do you think that's enough?
Oh, plenty. We don't want to make it too complicated. Actually, I think we'll get plenty of over 60s. Titcomb has expressed an interest, and Mr. Pullen.
Really? Oh, well, good. Performers will pay to enter, and the audience will pay to watch. Tickets available at the shop from Linda and at the Bull, and their ticket will entitle them to some light refreshments in the interval.
Yes. Now, who's going to organise that?
Well, I suppose I could.
Cathy, do you think you could manage it?
Yeah, why not?
Hello?
And we'll have a raffle too. I'll get that together.
Oh, great. So, anything to rake in the money, I guess?
So that just leaves the judges. We need three.
Well, I don't want to blow my own trumpet.
No, perish the thought.
My extensive experience of running auditions.
Well, it would be good to have one of us on the panel, I suppose. I mean, keep things in order.
Well, I'll be one of the others then.
You?
Well, yeah. If you're allowed, why not?
What about Cathy?
Oh, no. She'll be too busy organising the refreshments.
That's true.
And I've got experience as well. I'm interested in all kinds of entertainment. You'd be surprised.
Well, we still need a third.
Well, I think that should be someone with actual experience in a professional capacity.
Yeah, I agree. I could always ask Fallon if she'd put me in touch with her ex-manager. He looked after a few bands.
Well, I can do that if you like.
No. You've got far too much to do.
Kenton's hardly doing anything. You're booking the village hall and getting Robert to run off the posters. Mm-hmm. I'm ringing the Echo, doing the refreshments, front of house. What else is there?
Prizes. Mm. I spoke to Oliver, and he's offering dinner for two at Grey Gables.
Yeah, right. And Pat says we can have a hamper from Ambridge Organics.
Mm. Well, I'd better look for the third prize then, as well as the third judge.
Oh, I don't mind doing that.
Oh, no. Only fair to spread the load.
Right, well, I think that's everything. We've done really well.
Great.
Good. Actually, I hoped we might finish early. I brought some new photos of Oscar to show you.
Hi, everybody.
Jamie, good to see you, mate.
Well, I didn't expect you back so soon.
Yeah, well, we've done all we needed to do. You have to know when to stop.
Hi, Mum.
Hello. You're early. Got it all done?
Pretty much. Has Pip rung?
No.
Have you phoned her mobile?
No, I sent a message by carrier pigeon. Of course I have. Went straight to message.
That's it, then. She probably won't be back till the morning. I wouldn't wait up, if I were you.
Oh, I'll wait up. Don't you worry about that.
So you get the general idea?
Yes, I've got to bolt these together.
That's right, then the whole lot fits over the legs.
Right. So, why this new system? What do you call it?
Tabletop. Yeah, it's more efficient for the pickers. They can work standing up as opposed to kneeling down, so they're about a third quicker.
Easier on the back?
Exactly.
Strawberry growing's moving on, eh? You can't stand still.
Like everything else. Anyway, I'm really grateful for your help.
Oh, that's all right. I hadn't got much on this morning, and it's a chance to talk to you. You're always so busy.
That's the way I like it. Now I've finally persuaded Brian to step away.
So he could spend more time with Rory.
Well, that was the theory. Still, I'm not complaining. What have you done with Sipo?
Mum's looking after him.
Oh, that'll make her happy.
That's a good opportunity for her to have some one-on-one time with him while Rory's at school.
Suits everyone, then.
Yes. I didn't realise what a difference Rory being here would make to everything.
Didn't you?
You think that's stupid.
No. When you're away for a long time, it's difficult to put together a picture of what's actually going on back here. I found that when I came home.
That was silly. I should know a household with small children and it tends to revolve around them. But,
It wasn't what you expected?
I just didn't think he would be, well, Mum's child.
She's got a soft heart. And he'd lost his mother.
Yes, but...
And Brian knew just how to exploit that.
You don't sound very happy about it.
Well, I've accepted the situation. I try and keep an eye on Mum to make sure she isn't wearing herself out.
Yes.
And Ian's very fond of Rory. Gives him a focus for his thwarted paternal feelings.
Yes.
Anyway, he enjoys being an honorary uncle.
And how do you feel about being a stepbrother?
Oh, I'm fond of Rory too. At the moment.
Only at the moment?
Who knows? When he's 18 and decides he wants to help run the farm.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Kate, there seem to be quite a lot of things you haven't thought about.
No, oh, I'm afraid there are. Everything's changed so much.
And what do you think of Rory?
I haven't really got to know him. Still, I'm babysitting tonight.
Are you? Brian and Mum going out?
Yes. Well, Dad thought as I'd have to stay in with Sipo anyway...
Trust Brian turns any situation to his own advantage.
Yes, that hasn't changed.
That's good timing. Just put the kettle on.
Good. Could do with a pick-me-up.
Problems?
Oh, it's the yard tractor again.
Won't start?
No. This time it seems to have given up the ghost entirely.
You haven't just drained the battery?
No. It's obviously some underlying problem. Anyway, I've rung Bert.
Good idea.
Says he'll be over in about half an hour.
Well, if Bert can't fix it, no one can.
Don't say that. Everything seems to be going wrong this morning.
Yeah.
No sign of Pip stirring herself, then?
I let her sleep.
What about college?
I checked her timetable. She's only got a couple of classes this afternoon. And frankly, the state she was in last night...
Well, she's not going to learn much.
Mum, have you seen the time? Why didn't you wake me? What were you thinking?
Hey, just a minute. You get in at Lord knows what time.
It wasn't that late.
It was.
You oversleep and it's your mother's fault.
Of course, if you want me to miss college...
I want you to be in a fit state to go there.
I'll be fine once I've had some coffee. Honestly, you are so inconsistent.
What?
Well, you got so upset when I was thinking about leaving college, and now you don't care if I skive off all the time.
Of course we care, but...
Pip, we will be as consistent as you like. If this is how you're going to behave, you can't go out in the week. How about that?
Well, now you're just being ridiculous.
No, I'm being consistent.
How would that work? People have birthdays, you know. Films you want to see aren't always on at the weekends.
Tough.
And what about college events? Aren't I supposed to go to those?
And none of this would be a problem if you came in at a reasonable time.
Once! I've been a bit late. Once.
More than a bit.
Suppose we said 11.
11? That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Takes me an hour to get home.
No, it doesn't.
From anywhere interesting.
Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I'd have said 10.
So I'm going to be a prisoner, am I? Under house arrest?
Now who's been ridiculous?
Pip, there is no need to take your hangover out on us.
I am not hungover.
I'd hate to think you'd be behaving like this if you weren't.
Why would you think I was hungover?
You were at a party, at a club.
I presume there was a certain amount of alcohol involved.
Who says I was?
Josh said.
Josh! Oh, so now you're setting my little brother to spy on me.
Why would Josh even want to spy on...
Oh, just forget it! If I care what he says anyway. I'm going to have a shower.
So I'm hoping we'll do quite well with the soft fruit this year.
You're certainly putting a lot of work into it.
Well, should pay off. Fingers crossed.
Do you ever regret it? Coming home, setting up again here?
No. I enjoyed my years in Kenya, but it was time. And besides, the prevailing culture did provide me with a few personal problems.
Of course.
I got very tired of hiding being gay, or trying to explain it. I know that seems trivial compared to some of the problems out there.
No, not at all. If you're not happy in yourself, you're no use to anyone.
But you're okay, aren't you? With your life?
Oh, of course. Everything's fine.
Yeah, good.
I mean, I was getting a little bit homesick.
But then you came home.
It has been a bit of a shock.
I know. You expect everyone to be where you left them.
Yes.
But they've all got out of that box and moved on.
Indeed they have. And we'd better get on too.
You sure you're not sick of this?
I can manage a few more. Then I'll have to go in anyway. Helen's coming round to meet Sipo.
You sure it's not the battery?
No, I've checked. It's fairly new anyway.
Does the alternator feel hot in the mornings?
No, thought of that. It's not draining power in the night.
Oh, and you've checked the fan belt?
Yeah, of course I have.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Sorry, but... I'm really grateful you could come over.
No, that's all right. Well, the best thing is to check the alternator's charging.
With the meter?
Yeah, the ammeter. Have you got one?
Yeah, I'm sure we have. Give me a minute. I'll have a look. So, how are things with you?
Oh, I had a good night at the Bull yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, the vicar's moved his tent to the garden.
Oh, yeah, Usha said.
Very symbolic it was. Everyone tried to lure him in for a drink.
Not in here. What, so he didn't give in?
Ooh, not Alan. Said we could put the price in his bucket instead.
Might be on the shelves.
So, it was pretty full by the end of the evening.
Uh-huh. How's his cold? Ruth said Usha was a bit worried about that.
Oh, your powerful cough. Jolene said she could hear it from the bar.
Oh, dear.
She took him an hot chocolate out. He wouldn't take a toddy.
More fool him. Oh! Why can you never find anything when you want it?
Well, he didn't even want the chocolate at first. But Jolene said the parishioners wouldn't thank him for getting ill just before Easter.
No, I can't find it.
Well, do you want me to pop back and get mine?
We've wasted enough time already.
Well, look, you can leave this to me to sort out if you're busy. I don't mind.
No, I'm not going to let this beat me.
Well, it's only a tractor, David.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bert. I didn't get much sleep.
Ah. Thinking about your dad?
Yeah, some of the time. I
could use his advice at the moment.
Your mum come round yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she got something of his for me. A brand new blazer.
Oh.
Your dad bought it the week he died. Never wore it.
No.
She said she'd like me to have it. Your dad knew I like to look smart when I'm doing my guiding at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yes.
He'd be pleased I was putting it to good use.
I'm sure he would be.
Ah, I do miss the old boss, you know, David.
I know you do, but... Me too. Me too.
You like your cars, don't you? Well, you should meet my dad. He'd love to show you his special car one day.
Helen, you're a natural. Aren't you bored with that game yet?
Well, I've got such a handsome playmate. Mm. Of course not.
I don't remember you being this interested in children. In fact, I don't remember you being interested in children at all.
You've been away quite a long time, Kate.
Yes, so everyone keeps telling me. So, getting broody, are you?
I wouldn't put it quite like that. Oh, yes, that one's very smart, isn't it?
It's a bit early for your biological clock to be ticking.
Thank you.
Unless, is there someone special on the scene?
No, emphatically not.
Oh, come on, there must be someone on the horizon.
No, there really isn't. Why don't we talk about you? I'm sure that'd be much more interesting.
Oh, I'm ready for that coffee now.
Freshly made. Help yourself.
Thanks.
So how are you getting on with the tractor?
No, oh, I've left Bert to it. I'm more of a hindrance than a help at the moment.
That makes both of us.
I think you handled Pip better than I did.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Where is she?
Getting ready for college.
Why is she going to get there? If she thinks we're driving her...
Jude's picking her up.
Oh, of course. Why do I even bother to ask?
Which is why it's so important for her to get into college.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought this newfound interest in her education was a bit odd.
He's the only one with any influence over her. Maybe we should ask him to get her back by 11.
Over my dead body. I may be surplus to requirements.
Not quite. She left you a message.
Did she?
She says you can insure your car for her.
Oh, can I now? Well, that's just... great.
Of course, it's been lovely to see the family.
Oh, lovely for them too. Gran hasn't stopped raving about Zippo.
She's so sweet with him. Are you all right there?
Oh, no, don't disturb him. I'll tell you if my arm goes to sleep.
Alice is really looking forward to seeing him again.
Oh, yes. Term finishes soon, doesn't it?
Everybody wants to see him.
Well, he's worth seeing. Oh, Kate, surely you're not jealous of this little one?
Oh, of course not.
I'm sure you're still the centre of attention.
Not with Phoebe.
You must have expected things to be different.
Not this different. It's like I don't know her.
She's growing up. And you're not here. Oh,
sugar the pill, why don't
you? It's a fact. If you don't face it, you won't be able to do anything about it.
I'm still her mum.
One of them. I'm not getting at you.
Let me know when you are.
You made the decision to leave Phoebe with Roy.
I thought it was for the best. For all of us.
Well, it was. She's happy and healthy and lovely. And you found what you wanted in South Africa.
Hmm. It seemed so simple then.
Well, you must have thought about this. How it would work out in the long run.
I thought I did. I can't remember.
You chose this path.
I know.
There are lots of different ways of being a mother. You'll just have to work out what's best for you and Phoebe now.